What's the craziest thing you've seen on the water? Like
me? Yeah. Fish shitting out plastic bait.
What?
Yeah, like a a fish shitting out like a plastic worm out of his asshole.
Oh. What
like it
the
went through
fuck?
The entire digestive process.
You got
so,
a close up?
So you gotta grab it and then you pulled it off.
Ugh. Oh.
Ah.
Wait, what do you gotta do? You gotta pull it
it's
out.
It's so like barely protruding, so you gotta
ah.
Welcome back to another episode of the Optic Podcast, episode 252, brought to you by Prize Picks and HelloFresh. We'll get into them soon enough. I think we're all finally maybe getting in our grooves. Are we getting out of bed lately? I feel like Bose doesn't know what me and Seth are talking about.
Wait, what do you mean?
Finally getting out of bed. Been sleeping in till like 11 noon.
Have you really?
Just the race, man. It's just...
I know your sleep was fucked.
My sleep was fucked.
But you didn't even play at night.
Yeah, but still, trying to sleep and not getting the sleep that you should
need.
Be getting. Yeah. And
it's the worst. I just love talking about it.
Your body at the end is like, dude, I slept, I think, like 14 hours the first day, and I could have kept sleeping.
Who's the loudest snorer? Marky Mark?
It might be, I don't know, Pam.
It was a toss up.
Hitch, Bo's in Pam.
It was between him and Hitch. Yeah.
Dude, I could win
They'd
that.
Be like.
Yeah. Yeah. I was sucking it. You guys could hear
like,
it.
Yo, somebody fucking nudge Mark, bro. This guy
should have. The stream could hear it.
See, yeah, no.
See, that's why I don't
be like, wait for
here.
It.
Yeah.
and that mic, like that, you couldn't say anything like on the set at all without that mic picking it up.
The only reason I don't want to do this is because I don't want people at home to hear it and be scared even more. Like holy fuck, he sounds like a bear.
That's what yours is?
Yeah, I don't know. I feel bad for Jude, that's all I know.
Think about Bo's the entire race. I never understood his sleep schedule because it wasn't like he would like go to bed at 5 or 6 and then wake up at, you know, like Pam's time 8 hours later.
Yeah.
Like they were two cat naps the whole time.
Yeah, both poses
that's
taking
how I don't
nothing
understand
but cat naps.
You're like good, bro.
It'd be 5 a.m. he goes to sleep and then he's playing by 7.
You know what it is? I'm scared I'm going to miss something.
FOMO?
Like just anything. That's how I'd be. Wake up early.
Miss a hundo bomb?
Anything.
One of your biggest supporters in the chat?
Anything.
And there were times like when you would wake up, there was no going back to bed. Like lights are all on.
I feel like that was usually the case. Like even if I only had 2-3 hours, it's like, well, I'm
up. Might as well get up.
I'm hearing people talk. Just too much stuff. Bose is walking over to my bunk. Fucking staring at me like,
anytime
come on,
you
man.
Move.
He goes up to at one point, and speaking of sleeping, at one point I remember waking up in my bed, but expecting to see the hotel room that I one of the hotel rooms that I was in, and I was just ready to come.
How long were you gone?
Yeah, you were gone for a minute.
Like 3 weeks. I was gone every weekend for 3 weeks.
I thought you were gone for like a week.
No, dude.
I don't know how you do that, bro. It's hard. He
loves it.
No, I don't. No, I don't. No, I don't. You guys know that I don't like to go out. I like to stay at home, man. I like routine.
I feel like
wake
you
up at
like
night,
the hotel life, though. Like, you like doing stuff in your face, doing whatever adventure you had planned, and then going back to your hotel room and rotting.
Going to get lunch.
Wait, what the fuck did he just say? You love stuff in your face.
Stuff in your face.
Stuff in your face of whatever city you're at.
Uh-huh.
Oh, hi, boys. This is a...
9
and
o'clock.
You make some plan of hit the hotel and maybe dinner later or something, but then it just turns into hotel. Then you just ride away. Maybe a little Pine Park.
You
probably
Pine
got
Park.
Some crazy movie setup that you bring.
laptop,
iPad.
Dude, I'm literally in bed by 9, sleep by 10 every single day if I'm able to.
What do you do in your hotel at nights?
At night?
Winding down.
From like 9 to wind down?
Yeah.
A little bit of this and a little bit of that. No, like if I'm obviously like I'll go downstairs, I'll smoke a J with Bose, right? And then just go upstairs, fucking open up all the packages of cookies that I bought throughout the day.
Oh, so
I walk around buying cookie packs.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding.
You're hoarding them shit? And then at night it's like
no one knows that's been your thing.
I wake up, I bring a portable vacuum and shit just so I can remove the crumbs from my bed.
I actually kind of believe you.
Chest.
Yo, I did some diabolic shit the other night after the baby shower.
You too.
I did some diabolic shit. I got Jack in the Box. Literally, Iz bought these like trays. They're just like little wooden trays you can eat anywhere. Got Jack in the Box, ate the loaded tacos and a bacon cheeseburger in bed at like 1 a.m.
That is crazy.
Jack in the Box, that tacos gives me life.
We were drunk as fuck too.
Dude.
We were fucked.
So the people there knew us. I didn't know that. The staff, they knew us. The last drink that I had was a tequila bomb.
Just tequila straight bomb.
Because I remember talking to the guy. I was like, yo, I was like, yo, can I get one more drink before we gotta go? And he was like, I don't think you want me to make it. And I was like, why not? And he's like, I'm usually not the guy that makes the drinks. And I was like, fuck it, just do it anyway. Like, just make one. I don't care. Makes it, heaviest pour of all time.
What was it? Just a tequila
drink.
That mix, the tequila mix.
And that was the
mix.
One that put me over.
You got home? Got a little some spins or something?
No, we got home. Hector came over.
Oh yeah.
Zinni, Peterman, and we were having a good time. Okay. I had an old fashioned for like 3 hours that I just refused to drink. I was just carrying it around. They were making fun of me.
Seth's wife makes a fucking insane old fashioned. Insane. Like, it didn't have glitter this time around, so the poop was not glittery this time around. But usually it comes out bedazzled.
Dude,
poop.
It was a blur.
Felt bad because those type of times, like the baby shower, it's during the day, nice food all around. Like that's when I love just like getting hammered and eating all the food. But I've been on this juice cleanse, so I just couldn't. Actually got through it all, not drinking any alcohol, didn't touch the food, just veggies, some grapes. But yeah, those are.
Yeah, are you still on the cleanse right now?
Yesterday was my last day. It was a 5-day juice cleanse, but it was like kind of like a fake juice cleanse.
So you like planned it?
Yeah.
You like planned after the race, I'm going to get on my shit.
Yeah, okay. I planned it.
See, it's hard because now it's Thanksgiving. It's like the race this
year.
And now
I'm like, yeah, do I keep this going, like this healthy shit? But it, like Thanksgiving, I just
dude, but
want,
if you do it through Thanksgiving and you do it through Christmas, you can do it through anything because those are the toughest seasons. It's cold outside.
I can do it. I feel like I can do it through Christmas more than Thanksgiving.
Yeah, little tamalitos.
Thanksgiving's just tough.
Well,
the food's just too good.
My mom came into town, so we went to dinners with my mom, and then we had the baby shower, and then she left yesterday. Now my brother gets in this morning right after the podcast. I got to go pick him up, and that boy can throw down, man.
It,
I'm gonna have to really
starts today.
I'm gonna have to pace myself because my brother is a iron tank.
You think it starts today? The drinking?
No, I can't.
Where's Dash yet?
Someone will like you said that like once or twice on the race, but then like once people start opening beers, then
that's the slippery slope that we live on. And I just know I went to Total Wine yesterday, picked up all the drinks for Thanksgiving and him coming in like 6 different IPAs.
The Michelob's go down too easy. It's like Mickey's? Water almost.
Yeah. No, I won't drink that. Like,
bro, you know what goes down really good? I got reintroduced to it. Last time I drank it was probably when I was like, I don't know, 9 or 10, but Carta Blancas. The Mexican beer is not Tecate.
I think he got
those.
You were 9 or 10?
I think he got that, actually.
What?
He
said you were 9 or 10?
It's the last time I had a drink, yeah.
Last time you had a...
Well,
one of those beers?
Yeah, listen.
You were 9 or 10?
The year was 1985. Yeah, my dad... I'll tell you his address if you guys want to go. My dad gave me a little bit of beer when I was a young man, and that was the grossest shit I ever tasted.
Yeah,
it was hot as far as the bottom of the beer. It was sitting there for a minute in the sun and shit.
That's how you...
And you like, weren't yo. Through... You hadn't been through enough pain
yet. Oh, my God, yeah.
Well, yeah,
you got that?
Yeah, he literally got these.
Bro, I'm coming
he
then.
Asked,
bro,
he
those are fucking amazing.
He asked for these specifically.
Great tasting.
Yeah. Yo, back in the day, so my...
Those go down smooth.
My uncle used to drink... what is it, 24-ounce Budweiser's? The tall can?
Mm-hmm.
Is it
22.
Whatever it is, right? Bro, so he always used to have like 3 or 4 in the fridge, like fresh cold. And I always used to see him drinking them. But I'm like, yeah, I need to know. Like,
yeah.
I'm a kid. I'm like, I gotta know.
How old were you, like around?
Probably like 8 or 9. Uh-huh. Probably somewhere around there.
So,
I lock myself in the bathroom, crack a beer open, right? Lock myself in the bathroom, crack a beer open. I'm tasting the Budweiser. Boom! My uncle kicks the door and caught me drinking the Budweiser.
He knew?
Nothing happened.
But did you go faster?
He felt a shift in the force.
Not to throw his business out there, but like, he's going to notice if one goes missing.
He felt a shift. He was like,
listen, if I have three of anything,
someone fucking took one of my beers.
I could tell he's one of those people, like, I could be going in there for a sandwich. He's going to come in after me, like, make sure no one took his beer and shit.
Oh, so he is bad.
Yeah, I had to
try it. If I have three of anything, I'm going to notice if one is missing.
Yeah.
Especially his tall cans.
And it was a Budweiser. Not
tall cans.
Budweiser? Motherfuckers really just be drinking anything. But what I don't understand is, like, I did it all week on the race. Every single, from the,
what were you guys drinking?
Day zero, I had a shot of Fireball, and it just continued every single day of the race.
Bro, we weren't even drinking like how we go out and drink.
It was
like
just for show.
It was like very casual, but still, like that catches up to you.
But it's still, but you know me, I'm low key. I got the tequila bottle beside me. Somehow, four or five shots are in my mouth. Fucking, I'm five beers
50
deep.
50 gifted, I take a shot.
Yeah. TOS.
But it's not transaction.
Don't care, though.
Yeah.
Well, the holidays are around the corner, ladies and gentlemen. So is Major One tickets, which just went on sale. Link in the description. I hear that majority of, like, the good seats are already... there's no bad seat in the stadium, but I hear that the VIP and something else is gone mad already?
Yeah, you got to get them quick, dude. Our event tickets are always like, if you want good seats, they go so fast.
Yeah, it's a good spot, too. It's at SMU. We got to check it out. It's going to be sick. We also have Stars Nights coming up. Star Night tickets are like, dude, have you seen the jersey? The jersey is
Wait,
fucking...
Stars Night?
The hockey jersey?
Finally!
It's
going to
be so lit, bro.
Well, somebody's got to get out on the ice and do what I did at the free throw line, but at the hockey.
Nah, see, I can't ice skate.
What? Oh, you're not even playing no more.
I'll do it.
Like, shoot a shot?
Yeah.
I'll fall on my ass, everyone.
We got to send Pam out there, right?
Oh, yeah, hell yeah, 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 facts.
Listen, you throw a ball at him, he looks like fucking baby Bambi who was just born and shit, not super coordinated.
Pam should have went pro. Imagine going against Pam and like, high school,
a defender?
With his big ass.
Yeah,
like he was.
Was he that big though? Like back then?
Yeah,
I mean he's always been tall, but he was pretty lean back then.
Yeah, no. Right now he's like a grown man.
Right now it'd be like,
yeah, but if he was
getting
out?
Hit by Pam right now,
and like wait,
on the ice
with fucking football equipment, full speed running down the field
with that secret anger he has inside.
Oh yeah, no, you're fucked. You're fucked.
Fuck no. But we might have to send them out.
Yeah, I mean, we'll definitely send them out there. But just so you guys know, the purchase deadline is December 30th at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. It is an Optic Gaming co-branded jersey for the Dallas Stars. It is the first. It's the first Dallas Stars night. We've done, obviously, basketball. We've done soccer. We've done football. We haven't done football.
No, we've not done football.
I mean, I don't think we could do it with the Cowboys, though.
Nah, we gotta do one. I'd still be down with it.
Bears. Bang the line. Huh?
Be down for that.
You know what I'm saying? Caleb Williams, we almost picked him up when he was coming out of college. Did you know that?
What, us?
Yeah. For Optic.
Really? Oh, that's fire. I didn't know that.
Motherfucker wanted too much money, though. I was like, relax, dude. Nah, we're a humble startup out here. You know what I'm saying? Trying to make it, baby.
He was trying to tax.
Yeah, so oh my god, we have nothing but sale. We have Black Friday sales, we have Thanksgiving this week. Yeah, look, I think the Black Friday sale is always like a banger. You can get some I don't think we're on vaulting anything this year, but anyway, the Black Friday sale is always available for you guys. El Venado joins Optic. El Venado is this Mexican creator from the border. He lived in Tijuana, grew up in Tijuana. I came across him randomly. It was a Warzone clip and he was like casting his own shit, and I'm like, man, this guy's fucking like, he's like, it's good and entertaining.
He's got that spark.
Yeah, so I'm like, yo, I'm gonna invite him to come out to the to our major when we won champs. So he came out here, him and this other dude, Kesto, visited, and then I just you know,
did you just see him on like Twitter or something,
on Instagram? And then I looked at his
IG clips.
Yeah,
you're
bro.
Like, I like his.
And then bing, bang, boom.
Yeah, bro. Well, that, and he gets like 350K per fucking reel.
Oh, okay. Of course.
Yeah, I was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. My man's just fucking glowing up. Anyway, we got to talking, and we came to an agreement. I'm like, if you want to join, you can join. But
hell yeah. Welcome.
This shit in English?
No, all Spanish. He's Mexican. Oh, not, not that he, I mean, I'm Mexican. I speak English. I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
But no, he's from, he's like.
Does he speak English though?
Yeah, he speaks English. Oh, all right, bro. Yeah. So got super lucky. Like, you know, everybody fucks with him down in Mexico. He's like in.
He's running shit.
Yeah, he runs shit, dude. That's okay. My man. El Venado, yeah. Man. El
welcome, Butaferico. El Venado.
Welcome, brother. Welcome.
You're gonna get him up here for some content.
Yeah, bro. He
go fishing.
He's got this. He's got no. You, and you. You. We gotta go fishing.
I'm down.
You definitely owe you the
always,
people
tomorrow. Always say it.
Matt, can we go tomorrow? Are you here tomorrow? It's cold. We're going to be right in
that
it.
That makes it, I need that experience. I'm cold. I'm hungry.
I got ropes for the boat.
So we fell in the water.
When I catch a...
Then you fell.
Eat a fish.
Okay,
all,
so
like,
you didn't catch, well, you haven't caught a fish and you didn't catch one
I don't think I've ever caught a fish.
Why'd you have to say it like that?
Because you have caught fish before.
Yeah,
for sure.
It's been more than 10 years.
Has it been?
No.
Hook in its mouth?
Yeah.
No, you'll get dope. It's fun.
No, that's cat.
Okay.
But it gets kind of annoying.
Oh, shit. You did catch fish.
Like, dude, can something bite?
That was last time.
Yeah. It's comedy.
Haven't caught shit. Never caught shit. I'm bound to catch something.
No, of course. We'll put you on them for sure, 100%.
So is that lake we went to for the one video, me, us, is that just like fake fishing? Like, there's so much fish in that water, like you're bound to catch?
Well, all those fish are dead now. Because the water went down too low and that stock of fish is gone. My friend caught an 11 pounder there and that whole lake is gone now and he's trying to restock it. He was like, the owner was sad as fuck about it. I was sad.
How long do you have to wait? Like, if you restock it, like, how long will it take for them to reproduce and all that?
I mean,
years
when you're, with a big ass,
yeah,
fucking
but you're of... but to get good size on them and all
like
that
a
stuff,
fish
like,
gun?
No, swear to God,
just all of them fly out
and millions of fish.
But to answer your question, fishermen who fish on a regular basis are going to call that, like, you know, like
not fake fishing.
No, I know, but you know, it's. Either way, like, people who fish a lot are going to say the same. It's like you guys talking about pubs, right? It's like the same thing. It's just like easy catches.
Yeah.
But it still catches. And for new fishermen, to catch a fish is to catch a fish, period. You don't give a fuck. Bro, I can put you in, I can put fish in a bucket. It doesn't guarantee you're going to fucking pull one up. But will you get dope, dude? Will you get dope? You fucking grab a hold of a fucking wild animal that weighs 5 pounds and it's just fucking. Yeah, you get
something
dope.
Being close to the water, like looking in it, touching
you
want to
feel something, that's when you
it's
feel
just cool.
See, I even just enjoy being out there on the water, get up nice and early, everyone's sleeping, you know, we're out there on the boat.
It's tranquil.
So
it's
I just
calm,
enjoy that.
Light mist.
You hear the birds.
Only the water's
moving. It's
nice.
It's relaxing.
Yeah.
You
it's
only
relaxing.
See our ripples from our boat go but so far, and then it goes into the soft,
dude,
calm.
We would have caught something if the trolling motor wasn't fucked up. We would have caught something for sure. I fucking know that I had. I know for sure. I missed like 3 fish.
So instead of parking and turning it off,
yeah,
there's
so
like
the front,
a little motor that can that keeps going but doesn't make noise or disrupt the fish.
Dude, we
so
go.
What? That would just have us like cruising slowly?
Just like,
mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. Instead of having to, all right,
you're,
fuck
and
this
and
place.
And then you're, just,
shit.
You're just fucking.
Scare all the fish away.
Yeah.
It's not that old school. It's not that old school.
Like a fucking mower.
Yes.
Yeah, why don't we use the fish radar thing?
The whole front was had no power. That's
it's fucking ultimate cheating.
Well,
yeah, right.
I just wanted to
you have UAV on the fish.
Yeah,
awesome.
But even when you have UAV
night
on the fish,
gogs.
That doesn't guarantee that you're gonna trigger the fish to attack the bait. It's just that's what
all
that's,
about how you place it in there.
That's right.
Also, like
that's
I
right.
could be completely, I could be sounding dumb, but every time I look at not the Guggen Optic bait or not the Guggen bait, the other bait we were using, I'm looking at it. I'm like, is the fish? Is the dumb fuck of a fish even gonna bite this?
That's what I'm saying. I'd be looking at some of his baits. Like, if I'm fish, I'm not grabbing this. I need you need like a real worm. Pierce a worm's brains out.
Yeah.
Put it on a hook. Send it in there.
Yes.
Rip worm.
Yeah, that works.
Why don't people do that?
Use worms?
Yeah.
Yeah, they use bait. Like live
isn't,
bait.
Isn't that
it's called
actual,
live bait. You can't use that in a tournament though. Like in
it,
actual
is it because it's easier?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
and,
yeah,
and is
fish.
That why people don't use it? Live bait?
In tournaments, yeah.
But I mean, like, even us casually. Right,
right. Well, because you want to.
Because we didn't take no live bait.
Catch
why,
and release.
Why did we not?
Catch and release is what I do, what we have done. You catch and you release, right? So it's about, it's preservation, right? So you don't, I don't like to throw live bait. I have, will continue to if I need to, but like, I don't know.
Yo, I got
to
take this off. It's hot.
That's right. It's because of working.
You told me.
Yeah.
You said you're going to get hot.
Yeah, it's reversible.
Yeah, like
did you know that?
A like an actual worm.
Dude, have you ever used a zipper in your life before?
Then when you catch the fish, hold it up, give it another worm.
First one?
Yeah,
dude. Just actually feed the fish. Catch one, pick it up, open its mouth, place a worm in there.
Yeah. That happens. Sometimes there's a tail sticking out of their mouth. So
of a fish swallowing another fish?
Like there's
they have another fish in there?
Yeah.
Whoa.
I never seen that.
Yeah, me either.
I never seen that.
Yeah,
bring that up.
Fish out? Two fish?
Like, no, that doesn't count. I mean, but it counts towards the weight of the fish.
What's the craziest thing you've seen on the water? Like
me, a fish shitting out plastic bait.
What?
Yeah, like a fish shitting out like a plastic worm out of his asshole.
Oh, what
like it
the
went through
fuck?
The entire digestive process.
You got a close up.
So you got to grab it, and then you pulled it off.
Oh.
Wait, what do you gotta do? You gotta pull it out.
It's so like barely protruding, so you gotta.
Ah! You gotta clean him.
Fish.
Look up a fish pooping fucking plastic worm.
You have to suck it out their butthole.
No, right there. Yeah, any of those. Like it's a common thing. Like that's a fucking Senko
I can't see it. The camera's blocking it.
What do they shit on their sides?
I think they just shit.
Well, they're not sides. That's the
just
that's,
like where.
Yeah, they just let it go.
Any hole that can.
Yeah, that's his asshole right there, Nick.
Just a side asshole.
That looks like
no. That's
fucking,
like at the bottom of his like.
Just a random opening of.
Oh, is that the bottom of his?
Yeah, that's the bottom of his. So you think he's shitting from his fucking
side.
Backbone? And
that's
shit?
A fucking fish cock.
Nah, that's a fish cock. No, I'm kidding. And no, you just pull that out. You don't fucking use your teeth. I just
nah, I know.
Got your ass already. You're like, oh. Oh man! So the boys ended up winning the $75,000 Monster Launch Invitational, dude. I mean. What are you?
Dude,
looking
they looked
good,
insane,
but like, let's just chill.
Yeah. They didn't lose a map till the grand final, bro. They looked insane because I watched on Saturday a bit. Sunday was the baby shower. I know bad timing on that, but yeah, they look fucking insane.
They're over there smiling.
They should be smiling, bro. They were waxing everybody.
I'm like, chill.
No,
you know what I said?
Chill out. Take the dub.
I'm like, hey, they let y'all win. They're trying to set you up for when we go to the major that you fuck. They
get
catch you
comfy?
With your pants down, and then
AB man
Mercury says, "Ain't nobody catching me nothing."
Ain't that right?
One person I trust.
Money Mace.
Great, bro.
There's one person I trust. It's that boy Merc.
The game looks good though. It looks like fun. It was fun to watch. Overload. Like people were kind of on the fence about it at first because new mode obviously replaced the control. But Overload. Like people were on the fence about it. But now that people are like learning it, the pros were like, "Yo, this is ass." Now I think they actually like it. It looks fun to watch. It's like
there is a couple of tweaks that it needs to happen. But from what I'm hearing, also they do like it.
Let me ask you about this. What do you think about the little jump spots and shit?
I'll leave them in there. It's called homework. It's all who has more time.
Yeah.
Who has more time in the game?
This is a straight skill gap game. It's my favorite type of COD. Just fucking
shots, little jumps,
you can just overpower, just bully people. I love that shit.
I like that, Hector, like you said, because like if you're the first one to figure it out, you're the first one to figure it
out. Advantage, man. Yeah. First mover advantage.
Like the wall bangs last year, like just
exactly.
Little shit like that. It just makes
like
the game.
On Den, if you're top middle, there's the A bomb has a wall run to it. But if you're top mid, you can see shadows coming across the wall, like wall running on the opposite side. It looks crazy as hell.
Looks crazy.
You see, like little black shadows. You're oh shit, they're going A.
Yeah, but, I'm kind of like out the game right now. It's so weird because like the race and then with all my family coming in, I've been like a little bit late to the launch this year. So yeah, I got to get in wagers and shit and start learning like what's going on.
But you're going to have the most fun because you're going to suck at first.
Shit,
I mean,
right? The fuck you talking
exactly,
about?
Exactly.
Nah, but.
Exactly.
Yeah, I got to get in like wagers or some shit.
Bro, this game is actually fun.
So good. So
like
good.
I hate saying it because motherfuckers say this every year, but it's fire.
We'll check back in 2 months.
It's good.
You're praying and shit?
We're set up good for the watch party. Y'all, I was dropping little nuggets to Formal the whole time at the baby shower, like because he watch partied this, and I was like, so you finally saw the light.
Yeah, all the love.
He saw a little bit of the light. of the watch party. But yeah, he was like, dude, I had 7,000 viewers and I couldn't fucking believe it. And I was like, yeah, dude, it's...
Give yourself to the people, Matt Formal Piper.
You're a legend of the game. People want to hear your analysis. They want to hear you on the watch party trolling with the fucking boys.
They want to fucking hear me talk shit. No, Matt, they want to hear your analysis.
No, that was so checky.
But I think I got him. Oh. I think I got him.
Yeah?
I think we got him.
You set the hook?
I think. I don't want to say it for sure, but... Well, because he doesn't want to travel and shit. And I was like, bro, you don't have to travel.
Dude, that's the dumbest shit ever. Because why don't you want to go eat at the finest restaurant?
He doesn't
want to
travel from his house.
Yeah, but some people just don't like travel. I don't like traveling.
He wants
until
to watch party.
I don't like the process. But when I get there, I have a great time.
Yeah, that's how I
fucking
am.
Hate the way
I don't like the process.
Listen, I don't like the process either. I don't like leaving my house. I don't like sleeping on fucking hard-ass pillows. But... the food makes up for it.
But then you go to like a lit COD event for, and then you see it as like a spectator only, yeah. And just feeling like the energy and everything, oh, yeah, in the room, and it's like, yo, this is still fire. Even if you're,
yeah,
not playing, 100%. Like, it's still a great time. I think 100%. We got him. But you're still on Fridays.
Of course.
Always Fridays.
What
And then I think Matt, maybe we can get him Saturday, Sunday.
Which is good, because now that means that I can vlog the tournaments when I go behind the scenes with the boys and shit, which is what we don't have right now. So yeah. Now I'll be able to vlog the
well,
watch
that's
party.
The thing.
Our
he
dinners.
Doesn't want to travel though.
Well, then I'm gonna be there either way.
Okay.
And we're gonna convince him, dude. Fuck, like, what you mean you don't want to go hang out and eat?
Bro. Yeah.
Might as well. Wait, yo, is there any events in Miami this year or Florida?
No.
No. What?
It's Dallas, Birmingham, Atlanta, Paris, and then Champs. I don't know. Did they release where Champs is at?
No. Did they?
I don't know.
I mean, we know where it is, but I don't know.
But
Matt, can you?
It's a good lineup. It's a good lineup.
Yeah.
I know where it is.
Yo, what's up? What y'all got going on this weekend?
No family, no nothing. Yeah.
Wait, are y'all coming to Thanksgiving?
Yeah, I'll come through.
You guys are 100% because.
Hey, I was about to tell
you. You got to text me like.
Well, no, because
this guy needs to be begged, dude,
with an emoji.
No, we're good.
Nah, because Hector hit me up. He asked me at the baby shower. He was like, "Yo, can we come?"
No, yesterday at the diner.
No, you asked me then too.
To merge the Thanksgiving?
Yeah, you asked me, I think, at my house.
Y'all
right?
Be like hopping around house to house.
I mean, my mom's right down the street. He's right down the street. Matt's right there. Fucking my house is right there. Like, but, I don't, like, I'm a nomad when it comes to this.
Yeah, I want to get a couple of drinks in and just start wandering.
I'm swooping up in the.
Yeah, well, that's the thing.
In the cart.
Right now, we have so many people coming for Thanksgiving and we don't have the space for it. Like, we have the space, but we don't have the space because, like,
I'm gonna pull up in the golf cart, but anyway, I was asking, like, so that's Thursday. Like, what are you doing Friday and Saturday? What if Friday morning?
Thursday's Thanksgiving.
Yeah, Thursday.
Well, Friday we have our tournament.
What tournament?
We have the Monster.
No. Yeah.
The
but
Monster
they're not
Invitational.
In it. And what are you doing? Are you in it?
No, it's like we like field. It's like a bunch of creators field teams. It's like a duo.
Gotcha.
Like two people per team, and then the creators have a team, but it's like. You want your team to win, but it's like it's more for
listen,
the content.
Jude is going to LA more than likely. We should go to Mexico City.
Yo, you're still on that?
Dude, I gotta get
got
back.
My passport.
I gotta get back. You bro, have it? Really?
He texted me. He was like, I'm about
down.
To go back. And I said, you're about to go back.
Bro, I might go move there.
Damn, you like it like that?
Live there, win, or fly there, win.
Friday. Like, we leave at like 12, land at 3, go check into the hotel. Fucking go to have a fucking dope ass dinner. Wake up the following morning. Go get breakfast. Go walk to the fucking museum.
IRL stream it. Think that'd work down there?
Sure, yeah, it's fucking Mexico City,
internet?
Dude.
But I'm saying like, I just don't know how like data and shit works. Whenever you,
I mean,
like,
those
if that,
things
if that would be
have,
good enough.
They have
for,
fucking live streamers right,
they,
out there.
Those things don't they go to like the Wi-Fi? Satellites and shit?
I don't know.
The backpacks?
I just don't know how any of that shit works.
They got Matt Craig's down there, is what I'm saying.
30 grand, that shit better be bouncing all over the
fucking Matt Craig.
That shit better be on the grid the whole time. 30 fucking grand for a backpack? Obviously, there's shit in the backpack.
Listen, I'm down.
I'm telling you.
We know.
And I'm boarding the dogs, too. So I'm free.
And I'm free.
But yeah, I'm like back after Thanksgiving. I took a little break, so I'm like, I'm back.
Good, man. I'm glad that you took some time off, dude.
Well, no, it was just bad timing because, like, again, we had the race, and then immediately after the race, my mom's coming into town. We can't go home for Christmas, so it's like people are pissed at me. They're like, dude, why aren't you on for these tournaments? It's like, bro,
Dreams would have banged too.
Yeah, they 100% would have banged, but it's like, this is the last time that I'm going to get to see my family, probably before the baby's born. So, like, my mom just left, and then my brother gets in today, Thanksgiving. He leaves a couple days after Thanksgiving, so. But after Thanksgiving, we got the tournament.
People be forgetting you're a grown-ass man.
Well, you know.
Let them know.
You're about to be a dad, dude.
Yeah, that's what they're forgetting for.
Tell them what it's like, man.
I wouldn't be able to tell you.
This podcast is, of course, brought to you by our friends over at HelloFresh. You may have heard of HelloFresh. They're the number one meal kit in America, making home cooking easier with chef-crafted recipes and fresh ingredients delivered straight to your door. But this fall, they're serving up even more to love. This isn't the HelloFresh you remember. It's bigger, healthier, and tastier. HelloFresh has doubled its menu. Now you can choose from 100 options each week, including new seasonal dishes and recipes from around the world. Dig into bigger portions that'll keep everyone satisfied. Also, healthier. Feel great with an even healthier menu. Choose from 15 plus high-protein recipes each week with options like grass-fed ribeyes or lamb chops. HelloFresh now helps you eat greener with new veggie-packed recipes that have two or more veggies per dish. And it is also tastier. Get steak seafood recipes delivered each week for no extra cost. Now with three times the seafood options, savor the season with hearty fall recipes like classic beef, chili, or honey glazed pork tenderloin. Discover new seasonal produce each week, from leeks to broccolini to Italian eggplant and more. You guys know me, after the back-to-back marathons, the race to prestige, I had to get myself right, got some HelloFresh, so I use this, and you should too. Got to get yourself right. We got 2026 coming up, lock in! The best way to cook just got better. Go to HelloFresh.com/OpticPod10FM now to get 10 free meals plus a free breakfast for life. One per box with active subscription. Free meals applied as discount on first box. New subscribers only, varies by plan. That's HelloFresh.com/OpticPod10FM to get 10 free meals plus free breakfast for life.
Mark, this is all you, bro.
Mark, you know Austin Reeves and his teammate Dumb with Luka has made him better, so I'm gonna go for more rebounds for Austin Reeves.
Wait, Bron's back?
Yeah,
finally.
Ain't not gonna change though.
He's not an impactful player.
No, nothing's turning around.
Goat's back. You know, all he needs is 15-8-8, and he's good. That's all he needs.
And he's got that.
Yeah,
he's still got the leadership.
The play calling.
Do
the fucking crying. The flopping.
No, he don't do that no more.
Yeah, he does. The capping. Oh, my God. The capping. You capping the way he be capping, too. He's captain,
Why do people say that about LeBron?
Well, dude, Jalen Johnson over 23 and a half.
Yep. I agree with that.
I don't even know who that is.
Next to Harden. Yep.
How many picks do you get?
We'll do what?
Two is the min, and then you can do up to six.
James ain't hitting that.
Jalen Johnson?
James Harden?
No, hell
is
no,
he gross? I actually don't know who that is.
Lakers? No, he's not getting that.
Luka
Joel Embiid PRA. I'm taking that. Joel Embiid PRA right there. Yep.
Yeah.
What's
PRA?
Points, rebounds, assists.
Oh, what?
27.5.
Yeah. No brainer.
Duh. PRA, bro. ATL? What the fuck is ATL?
LeBron, 20 points. The GOAT.
He got his. Yeah, that's risky.
20 and a half?
I would go for it.
Yeah, I would go. Just do less.
No.
Yeah.
You can't. Less always gets you. Bro, stay away from that
because he'll start off the first quarter with three threes and be halfway there.
And then you're already like, oh, God. He's going to hit.
Well, he ain't.
First game back in a minute, I feel like he's going to do something.
He is not.
Luka, 32 and a half. Hasn't Luka been like an auto 40?
Oh, yeah. Auto 40.
Versus a clip. Oh, yeah, I take that. Luka over.
I don't even know if I take that.
We're going a three leg.
Jude might actually be flying to LA to fucking watch this game.
Really?
Wait, yeah.
It's gonna be lit.
She says, "I'm not waiting to see Luka come back over here." Shit. Her and Liv be wearing Luka jerseys.
They really love that shit.
At the yeah, Yeah, yeah.
Like, they be watching every game.
Jude's entire family has
like
always
flying
came
to a
from
regular
a,
season game. Yeah, that's next level.
From an NBA team. What?
That's next level. Flying what? To a regular season game?
Yeah.
So they watch every single game.
Yeah, they. Yeah, yeah.
I don't think I've ever done that in my life.
What, fly to a game? I just
fly to a regular season
actually,
game?
I flew to New York to see the Knicks off. Play.
Really?
I mean,
but were you there? You weren't there for that, though. Yeah, that don't count. Going specifically for that?
I walked in there with fucking Jordan once and shit.
Yep, Reeves rebounds.
No, I'm kidding.
What? I like that better.
Well, I should have.
What do you mean you're kidding?
I didn't have Jordan once on, but I did have Jordan once with me. And I'm like, I gotta bring the GOAT shoes back to his garden, Madison Square, where he fucking put a stomping on them Knicks all those years. Stomping.
Nick didn't get the Obsessed Baby, no Jordans.
Yes, I did, dumb fudge.
No, he got Crocs.
We literally got him the same shit. He's got Jordan socks. He can't wear your fucking black Air Force.
We didn't open our gifts yet.
You got
we
a black did? Air Force yeah. ones? Hell yeah.
I don't know. Are we supposed to open them now?
Open them shits.
Because, like, well, the nursery is, like, done, and we just have...
No wrinkles.
We probably have, like, 80 boxes in there. It's insane. We have to, like...
Oh, I bet.
Yeah. All the presents we just got for the baby shower.
Well,
like,
it's more so just, like, do we want to even, like, get started on this? It's just gonna, you're just gonna have to.
I finally
pick one
built.
Day
a,
to...
I finally built my first thing. I built his high chair that he eats in.
Like,
oh, cool! Yeah, who got you the high chair?
Yeah, that was you, right?
That's right.
Yeah, thank you, bro. Yeah, I built it.
I was in there
with the screws and the nuts Ooh. And the bolts and shit. I was getting hella heated because I built it wrong the first time, and then I had to take it all apart.
Yep.
Oh, I was getting
That's how
so
it goes.
Mad.
That shit.
I started
right
like getting. You know when you get like really mad and you just get hot.
Oh, yeah, that's how I get all the time. I start sweating.
Especially building shit.
Because I was like, done. And then Iz was like, is the footrest supposed to be that way? Because it was shut up. Because it was like angled up. And I was like, I think so.
Nah.
And then I looked at the thing and I was like, oh.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
mom's,
the worst.
Mom's
had to take
right,
it all
man.
Apart.
The universe has a way.
But I got that shit done.
You know, as soon as the boy's born, I have a contract and a chain ready to go. I'll be like, sign here, Seth. No negotiating.
Little baby chain.
Got him for the next 20 years.
Just so you guys remember, PrizePicks is the best place to win cash while watching esports and sports. It's super easy. Pick more or less on the player stats and boom, you could win big. For users, play a $5 lineup, get $50 in lineups instantly, win or lose. Use code OPTIC, all capitals, it's all good. And download PrizePicks now. A link will be in the description so you guys could just go and click on it and get going. All right, so there's a debate still going on, and I think how much time do we have, Matt? Because I think
got
we've
plenty of time, man.
Got nothing but time.
Started late as hell.
That wasn't because of me. So another shout out to Merck and Krim, who won the $50,000 Icons Shuffle Tournament.
Oh, Merck,
bro, this motherfucker's just fucking printing paper.
Big Merck,
Big Merck, just fucking printing cash.
Yeah, this guy, he's inevitable.
We lost to them yesterday, 5-5. Wait, no, that wasn't them.
To eliminate them, or
no, we lost to Doug, I think. Doug's team, it was.
Yo, shout out fucking Doug Sensor
fucking
Mark, yo.
I saw
yo.
The 1v1.
Shout out Doug,
shout
out
Doug
yo. Shout like, that's how Doug. Good this game is, bro.
Oh,
fucking
God.
Doug Sensor's back.
The fucking goal.
Yeah, no, I didn't see the reactions. All I saw, I literally saw, like, as it happened. Like, I turned it on, and it was, like, perfect timing, and I was like, because they didn't know if it was Nero or Doug or some shit.
Yeah.
And then they found out it was Doug, and he clutched a 1v1 against
Selium.
Brucey.
No.
No.
Brandon was trolling.
No, yo, he Brandon. Was, eh?
Yo, Brandon, right?
Nah, don't bring
right,
it up.
You were trolling Doug yesterday?
Kind of. Sometimes. Well, most of the time, it's
don't fuck.
What, man? Seth said...
No, Bruce. Nah. I'm defending you.
No, I thought he had the 1v1 against
I didn't see that one.
He was strong.
What'd he say? What'd he say?
That's no ammo, bro. The guy's awful.
Yeah, I tuned into that. It was fun to watch.
Yeah.
They had like wild cards and shit. So how did those work? It was like you could play like a hard point or you could play like I saw a couple different ones.
They had a list of the Maverick was in there, Adabot, add your team captain, double health, a few other ones. So you get to pick one per series, each team.
Oh, okay.
If you guys pick the same one.
And it's one map? Like.
Yeah, first map. And if you guys pick the same one, it just cancels out and you go pick another one. Bro, okay. We played fucking Kyler with 200 health. My shit was king, 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 king.
Whoa. He's throwing shoulders. Bro. Unkillable.
Bro, I got turned on by Nero. Nero turned on me, and the little icon popped up, turned on.
You probably did like 175 damage, killed him twice, basically, but you got turned on, so everyone's roasting you.
I'm like, oh my God.
Fucked up.
That shit was fun, though. That's a cool little...
Yeah, I was going to ask how that went, the wild cards in play.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
It's obviously, bro, playing actual pros with 200 health is fucking impossible. Of course. But it was fun.
I mean, imagine playing them on like 100 ping. It's like same shit. You're just at an ultimate disadvantage.
It was.
Dude, this was a good tournament. Is this Hitch's? But Hitch threw the whole thing?
Yeah, and then today.
Man, shout out Hitch too, man.
Today's the pro sim.
Fucking straight carrying that shit. Pro sim, and I'm not involved in it? Whatever, dude.
I'm saying.
Pro sim. So everyone has a different gun?
Yeah, 50K.
Who's on your team?
Who's your sniper?
Me, S and Dylan, Noobs, that I used to play with, like Bean Squad, Destroy,
and a Noobs.
Strafe, and Hitch.
Hitch is a sniper?
Team. You got a nasty team? It's bread time?
It's just a sniper?
It's there? You just got to go claim it?
Wait, how much is it?
Hey, 10K each.
Don't know, pros. We need that shit, dude.
It might be some, but
towards the end of the year, we need
up.
This shit, you know?
What?
Hell yeah.
Don't choke, Hitch.
Dave has got the sniper. He's
we're vibing.
Dave is going to be just fine.
Speaking of snipers,
that's how it works.
Speaking of snipers, the CDL debate fucking continues. We have probably the best sniper right there. Look at him.
What you doing? You fuck with the snipers?
I mean, the Amos is so cheesy. I would never die with no Amos.
That's the way I look at it.
I'm not even joking. That actually takes no skill. The software's killing me.
He actually would have said, no bullshit.
Huh?
It's that good, like, to where, like, if a pro is aimed in with it.
I saw Sib just like running at people with it. Like just running at people.
Oh, if you're up close, it's a free no scope too. It's like you
put it right in. He was just running people down, and I'm like.
It's insane.
I saw Neptune get a 3-piece with it yesterday. Like.
It's like the hitbox or something. I don't know what it is, but it's with auto aim though, it is insane.
Okay.
If you're playing against pros. You're gonna get picked, bro. If you show, you're gonna get picked,
bro. This is the conversation that's happening right now. Yesterday, TJ Halley tweets out SND with snipers with aim assist. This is important because it is important. With aim assist is legit awful, which Savannah is what Brandon's saying, which is everybody saying that, right? Are we playing Cobb Cod or Savannah Banana Cod? What's Savannah Banana Cod?
You know the fucking.
You never seen the baseball where they're doing dances and shit? They just troll.
Savannah Banana Cod.
Yeah, that's good.
And then Scrap says, chill, bro. It's all about the entertainment. Being obviously tongue in cheek. And then Shotzi says, entertainment is greater than competitive. Y'all don't see the bigger picture. We are nothing without the scene. I can see every single one of these points. I think the one that I point towards the most is the Shotzi one, which, at some point or another in the future, way, way in the future, competitive is the only thing that's going to be entertaining enough to keep up with it. But right now, we need to throw everything at this thing, man. We're building.
The context matters, though. Yeah. They're not even saying, like, well, is there two people on a team? Is there one person on a team? You know what I mean? Like, if there's just one sniper on a team, I can't see how it would.
Sniping is just too easy. Yeah, ever since PC and the aim assist shit, like back on console,
it's rough.
Less FPS, it just made it so much harder. So it's like, it's not comparable. Like when Nade says, like, we used to play with it, like you just got to get used to it and deal with it. But like sniping was so much harder back then.
I mean, now you have 200 frames,
of course,
aim assist on it.
Yeah, well, you got to, if you remove, you have to remove aim assist. Period. But nature,
not, that would completely, they'd be changing.
No. It's not impossible. We used to do it just for fucking fun back in the day. We just remove like steady aim. You can remove steady aim from a perk.
If you have a sniper, you have to turn off aim assist for the map?
Yes.
Or that round, you have to turn
that's
it
how
off.
You practice.
But
how
are
you
going to monitor that?
Can't hit shit.
How do you got to monitor that?
What if you got to go to your secondary and try to pistol? So?
No aim assist.
Whoa. Or they just do some kind of
pick up a sub, get turned on. People wouldn't know, like a new viewer, they're like, whoa, that guy's ass.
Yeah, it's windy.
Whoa.
It's windy.
I would like to see sniping in, but like, it probably is too easy.
But this game, though, just with the spots, like, I could just imagine like a raid S&D off the rip. Someone runs up the wall. Ping.
Yeah, I mean, we've seen it.
Like, it would be the best thing for spectators. And it probably would be a good thing for games.
Bro, the thing that I don't like about the scrap thing right here is that. Like, you have a personality that people fucking want to watch. and you're like saying, I don't want to do what I'm good at. And then obviously Nate Shot, legend in the scene, has been around from the beginning of time. Sniper's going ham with Predator, all that shit, and says, yeah, I don't like Snipers because you haven't had to play against them in years. You only hate how broken it can be because you know the shit is happening on the map wouldn't happen if they were GA'd. I understand that, but if for a few months you were forced to use Snipers, that would be your new norm, and therefore you'd get used to it. The game is different, yeah, but I genuinely believe that the product is exponentially more fun for the viewers with Snipers on the map, period. Its risk-reward for players is not a good. It's not a god gun that carries the map. We always used Snipers back in older years of COD. You guys can't.
Yeah, I don't
too.
Like that. I agree with everything, but that last.
Well, I think the last time was a meme from Selium saying you can do it too.
Phase out, you can do it too.
Oh, is that a meme?
I don't think. No, I don't think that. I don't think he was going that way. But I mean, I agree. For spectators, obviously, sniping is awesome. You're gonna get great clips. You're gonna get just the crazy shit's gonna happen when snipers.
It's fun
are on
to
map.
See the round start, and it's on the sniper's POV, and you get to see.
Then he gets a pick.
He gets a pick, and then boom, something like happens off that.
And then the crowd, whenever someone's hard scoping with a sniper, they're like, oh. and then they hit the shot. Everyone goes fucking nuts. So yeah, from a spectator's POV. Everyone should want snipers.
You're like you're playing all.
I want snipers. I mean, I ain't pro. I want
snipers.
I wouldn't mind it.
You're the last guy alive, and all, you hear the crowd. Oh, you.
Yeah,
goes into your shoulder.
You tuck the tail and shit.
Yeah, again, obviously, very
you just ran
very.
Past him. Everyone's like, oh, and you're like, oh, yo, he's on you.
100% close. Get down. Yep.
He's on you.
I said on a game chat. I just find it not even disrespectful, but I think we lost our way. Like, Call of Duty wouldn't be where Call of Duty is today if it wouldn't have been for the snipers that set this thing in fucking motion from an entertainment standpoint. You know what I'm saying? Call of Duty 2, the sniper rifles there were one shot, one kill, and they used it, period. And then Call of Duty 3 comes out, nobody fucking played that piece of shit. And then Call of Duty 4 comes out, the sniper, one of the most exciting weapons. It became like a fucking, look, I was born with it. It is insane to me that the snipers have done so much for this Call of Duty community to get to where it's at today, to remove it completely as a weapon? Because why? Because you're going up against the formals of the world, the dashies of the world, the hexes? Come on.
I hope snipers stay in. I don't know if they will, but I hope they do. It just makes it more fun to watch. But again, the players, you know.
Yeah, it shouldn't need to be fault. Can't just like don't just roll over and let it be like, all right, that's just yeah. Like really try. Really be in scrims testing it, in tournaments testing it.
If people
like,
are dropping 15
give it
a
fucking
map.
Chance.
Okay, but like look at the skies. The Caesar Skies Bueno fucking play yesterday was fucking insane. Guns the dude, pulls out the sniper, peeks the corner. I don't know who it was, but they got quick scope to
that.
Fucking hell.
I don't mind that.
And then, yeah, because look at a disadvantage that you're in when you have like a close quarters combat. Like that's a disadvantage that you put yourself in as a sniper.
That's true.
You just got to know how to work it. You got to know how to get up on them. You have to know how to make that sniper irrelevant, and that's an extra just tier to the game. Yeah. How do we make their sniper irrelevant? Oh, he's B-side? Fuck it. Let's go A, make him rotate, and it's like CS. Now he has to retake with an op. He's got to clear every fucking corner. If he can't pick up a gun, now he's just stuck with a pistol, but the pistols are good in this game. But,
yes.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, he's at a disadvantage trying to retake. Like, or you just get info on the sniper and send Shotzi at him. Like,
and
yo, Ant, he's top laundry. All right.
Just keep going. I'm behind you. Just keep going.
Yeah, now I'm just running him down. He can't kill all. Like, you hear people say that. Like, can't kill all of us. He's got one shot.
And what's crazy is I always think, like, nowadays I watch COD and I look at all the, like, the obvious shit. But that's what made me love COD right there. Is, like, the mind. Like, a sniper, oh, let me smoke this guy out. Swing the bomb over here and...
But that's another thing. If smokes aren't in, that's like another big thing. It's like if smokes...
That's what they were doing yesterday. I didn't know.
If smokes are out, then it's like, okay, well now there's a sniper.
They all smoke their feet.
Yeah.
I didn't know that was...
So what about smokes? Is that
going to
be allowed? There's no
way. I don't know, but all the pros yesterday in the tournament were smoking their feet. One shot, smoke the feet, and then...
Everyone's been saying the smokes aren't that good this year. Like, they're not...
Well, it's better than being two ways, right?
Well, yeah,
or one way.
That's what I'm saying. They're not, like, insane.
They're not crazy. The initial pop, you'll lose them. But if you stay there for like an extra half a second, like you'll get the tag. So it's
And if they're one shot, you're dead.
It's like, instead of throwing it to your feet, why don't you throw it to the person that's shooting at you? Like, throw it the smoke to their position to blind them.
That'll take a second just to get there, and then you're dead.
Yeah.
Hell, nah, I wouldn't be. You got movement, dude. You're hiding behind.
Gotta hide a little bit.
I was watching.
Wait a second for it to pop.
Yeah.
Then I was watching Merc play like in the tournament, and bro, like literally, he's literally moving his entire body as he's fucking playing. Bro,
his thumb doesn't get a break either.
So mad I couldn't kill that little fuck yesterday.
He's like Damon. Damon does that too. Damon like
he's plugged in.
He head bobs.
He gets shot at. He's like, he's out. But yeah, I'd like to see snipers in. Fuck it, run it.
I'm
we're
not
back on Twitch this year. Let's just ball.
Yeah, let's ball I'm out, man. Let's ball out.
I ain't playing. Fuck it.
And especially with like with how much spew is being sent in Call of Duty's direction in terms of viewership and this, that, and the other. Like, let's just throw it all at the wall right now, man. Let's go for it. And I think the sniper's gonna bring us back to the.
See, that's the thing. Like Call of Duty, it's not as big of a pub game as it used to be. It's just not. So like. Competitive does kind of like carry it, at least in terms of viewership. I don't know how like the player bases are. I don't look at Steam charts and Battle.net charts. I don't look at that shit. But like, just in terms of this year and pubs being how they are and people's sentiment around COD, like competitive needs to bang, and it's always going to bang. People love watching comp. Like it, I feel like now more than ever, it is kind of like the heartbeat of Call of Duty.
Now because
if competitive sucks,
ever.
If competitive's bad, like imagine how COD would be. Like Warzone's in a weird spot.
There is no competitive. How bad COD would be?
Exactly. Like competitive is kind of now in terms of viewership. Like it.
Dude, I feel bad for the Warzone kids, dude. They got ass. They got ass right now.
I'm sure their time's coming though. All right.
Yeah. I mean, I just came from there, but I'm down. Oh, dude, I got to have meetings. Dude, if I'm having a meeting, you better believe it's going to be a plate of food in front of me.
Damn.
Badass.
You don't give a shit.
I couldn't give a fuck less.
King yourself.
Congratulations to Mercules for winning Breakthrough Player of the Year.
Let's go, Merc.
Formal gets inducted into the Lifetime Achievement Award in eSports.
That a boy, Formal.
Like me, he says this is the Halftime Achievement Award because he still has way more than gas.
In the watch party.
Yeah, it's in the watch party. What's this update, Matt? The Call of Duty 4th December update, which indicates that...
We didn't do our Thanksgiving food tier list.
Oh.
Do we usually?
Turkey. I saw it up there.
Green bean casserole, the best shit. My favorite.
Yeah, it's pretty good. So the largest Black Ops season to date starting December 4th. It comes with 6+ multiplayer maps, Astra Malorum, a cosmic new zombies map, 2 new zombie survival maps, Haven's Hollow, which is Warzone's newest resurgence map, 7 more weapons, new attachments and gear, weekly challenges packed with rewards, and new modes, new camos, events, and challenges.
Maddox is coming back.
Yup. Maddie.
I wonder how that's going to shoot.
Somebody was saying that the ballista's coming back, but I think that's more intervention than a ballista.
Yeah, that looks like intervention.
I'm actually salty.
We're 2 weeks in and they're already bringing in new maps, new guns.
Everyone's throwing everything.
Well, yeah, some are old. Some
they're bringing some shit map back. What's it going?
They're bringing back Standoff, Fringe.
Oh, yeah, Fringe.
Like, why, suck? It doesn't suck, but it's like, let's move on a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's
like they want it to be like that map that
they
like
want it to
hits,
be a staple,
like a standoff.
Yeah, like, let it go.
And it's just not. Yeah. Like standoff comes back, everyone's like, "Fuck yeah, standoff." Yeah. But Fringe, it's like, "Yeah,
come on now, we had leave this last
that
game."
Yeah. You bring back that fucking yacht. You bring back fucking this one. Like, what happened to Strike? Bring Strike back.
Or just don't bring anything back and fucking figure it out.
Yeah.
Make some new shit.
No, man.
What do people think about the competitive maps? Are they complaining about them?
No, they're good.
They're decent? Good. They're good?
Yeah, they're not bad.
Nice.
When does
we played this map at Next for Warzone.
When's Rank come out?
Probably like, I would assume probably like early January, probably New Year.
That's my time to shine.
I've played zero.
Same. I don't even have the game downloaded.
I played more than
that. The only time I played is from the race.
I only played it for the beta.
I've been playing on console.
You haven't been playing at all either, right?
No, I haven't played yet.
At all?
Besides the race, no. I haven't streamed.
Fell out of love, man.
No, he didn't. My He's about to be a daddy, dude. He was building fucking chairs. He was painting the nursery.
Yes, I got to find one for the tourney.
He was preparing.
I'll play.
The premiums. Premiums are done. Yeah, this shit's already over. That's why I'm saying it's like it's horrible timing because like all the fucking tournaments and everything are going to be done by the time I'm back.
Get a console.
Listen, man, don't let me wear off on you.
Yeah, but I don't want to play console.
I know, but there's like four or five like $2,500 tournaments every night.
Can we do a Thanksgiving tier list?
Yeah, but I don't play at night.
I know, but
and it would have bang.
I'm a morning gamer now.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are now on the part of the podcast where we do the elite foods of Thanksgiving.
Let's just get the elites out the way. Right,
if you guys don't celebrate Thanksgiving,
turkey, sweet potato pie.
See, turkey.
I wouldn't even say it's elite.
Because I've had some fucked up turkeys.
No, we're talking about the good turkey.
I feel like mashed potatoes and gravy's elite.
Elite.
One of my favorite things on the planet.
So you got to do the mashed potatoes and the gravy.
Yeah.
That's something that you'll eat on Thanksgiving.
Dark brown gravy or light gravy? Brown. The dark ass brown. Yeah. Dark brown. That syrupy shit.
In Texas, they do white gravy. I don't know why.
I don't mind any of that.
Yeah, I need brown.
I almost want to say pumpkin pie.
Pumpkin pie?
I would pick sweet potato over pumpkin, but pumpkin could work.
Like I'm putting pumpkin pie in elite. Okay, something like turkey. Time out.
Why are we making it difficult?
Yeah, right, we're bouncing around.
Yeah, like what the fuck?
Turkey's just throwing an elite.
Is turkey elite?
Yes, it's the whole point.
Good turkey is elite, but
yeah, good turkey's elite, Russell's dude. Ham, right.
Ham, put that over pumpkin pie.
Ham elite.
Yeah, you got to put ham up there for sure.
Ham.
You don't like ham?
You don't like ham? You fucking.
That just triggered something.
Yeah.
Ham is okay, but it's not with fucking turkey or mashed potatoes and gravy.
You're tweaking.
Bro, I'm going to tell you one thing. You see those biscuits right there, Matt? Matt, if you bring those biscuits up there to elites, that's all I need. I need a slice of turkey, some ham.
This list sucks already.
Bro, there's a great and an okay. Biscuits
is not elite.
Like ham's great. Sure.
Okay, but
I don't fuck with ham.
There's only two proteins that are made for Thanksgiving.
Ham's got a good
green bean casserole. Elite.
I don't know about that.
Oh yes.
No, I don't know about
that. That's my favorite shit.
I'm putting stuffing before green bean casserole.
Stuffing is great. I would almost put it elite. I would put mashed potatoes, gravy, turkey, and stuffing as elite.
Bring biscuits down. I was just trying to show that that's all I need on my plate.
Can we take ham somewhere? It can't be up there.
Dude, why? You are tweaking.
Yeah, ham is good.
Is it me?
Yes.
Okay, this is you.
Okay.
You didn't even want to put turkey up there. What the fuck else are you going to put in elite?
All fucking mashed potatoes and gravy and stuffing, elite.
So you're a side guy.
I mean,
you're a side guy.
Yeah, he's a side guy.
I fuck with the meats, even at but Thanksgiving. Like, the best shit is the sides. Mac and cheese, pumpkin pie, mashed potatoes, gravy, stuffing. All right, pumpkin pie. I would say great.
I'd say great.
Whatever, I would never touch that shit.
Apple pie.
You know what?
Apple pie goes above that. Cherry pie goes in the lead.
You put apple pie over pumpkin pie?
Eat all day. Pumpkin pie can heart pass. What?
Not a shot.
You put it on maybe?
No.
Oh, hard pass.
Hard pass. No,
apple pie is okay.
No, I don't even
look
at it.
You look at it, be like,
put it at okay.
Wow. No. Okay.
The three of us agree okay.
Every time I look at the pumpkin pie,
sprouts?
I say, damn, the crust looks good.
The Brussels sprouts are done right.
Let's put those in maybe.
Maybe
they're going to be good.
Yo, I lift,
just
dude.
Just like the turkey.
Brussels sprouts.
Yeah, yeah, maybe the turkey is going to be good.
Bro, the fucking macros, bro. The fucking the starches in there.
Brussels sprouts made right is a great.
The fuck? Squash, get that.
Squash is hard pass. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Dude.
Jelly, cranberry.
Yeah, hard pass.
We're not thinking about the mass.
Cornberry. Great.
I would say okay.
I would say maybe.
What? I got okay for
you say,
cornbread.
Oh my god!
Nah, cornbread's fine.
I've had good cornbread. I've had bad cornbread.
Yo, here,
it's
hey,
just
listen,
like it's dry.
Listen, if you guys are in Texas in the Plano Dallas area, go to Haywire and order 24 of those cornbreads and bring that to any turkey dinner, and they are going to love you.
Yeah, that shit's gas. With
so
the butter.
Wow. Yeah, so good.
Cornbread or biscuits.
Cornbread.
Both and great. We need the thing is, it's like I'm building a plate. Cornbread. I'm building a plate.
Cornbread probably.
Cornbread on top of what?
Cornbread on the same.
Can we just get everything cranberry and hard pass?
Like, yeah, cranberry sauce.
I don't mind that.
red wine.
Yeah, I wouldn't even mad. I wouldn't even be mad at the wine either. Bassett.
I feel like that's a maybe.
You sip.
Okay, fine. Like let's do it. Glass. Okay, let's put it in the middle. We gotta wash it down.
White wine.
What? I've never had white. I don't think I've ever had white wine.
Corn. I say okay. Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah, it's okay.
It's consistent.
Okay. Cream corn. It's okay.
Mexican corn would be
cream
great.
Cream
corn.
Like
maybe.
It's okay.
It's like a maybe.
Cream corn in a cup.
I get like a little. I get a little serving, so I don't like. Piss off the chef. Just I get a little bit. Yeah. Just so show that dab. I tried everything.
Dinner rolls. It's one of my favorite things, so I'm gonna say great.
Yeah, great. I agree. Give
butter.
See, I'm not a roll guy.
Taking all your scraps with your roll and just scooping it up with
them. You know what I do? Because I'm Mexican, I use fucking for one part of my dinner I use those chips, those corn chips.
Yeah.
It was plain ass corn chips.
Yeah, dude. Oh my God, bro. My mom makes it. Dude, I don't even want to talk about it.
Mac and cheese? Elite.
Elite.
Yeah, what are we talking about?
Yeah.
Roasted veggies? I would say great. Yeah. I love roasted veggies.
Sure. Yeah. Listen, I wouldn't put
say
that on my plate.
What are we thinking here?
Like, I love roasted veggies.
I would put just a few bites just to like.
Well, yeah, I'm not loading it up, but like I like them when I'm eating them.
What is that?
Are
you a turkey or ham kind of guy, Shotzi? Ham?
Ham.
See, that's how I am.
Yo, what is it? So you don't eat no meat for Thanksgiving? Well, you're turkey. my turkey juice.
Ham's good when ham is good.
I'd put scalloped potatoes in great.
Yeah, I'd put scalloped potatoes in great.
If they're made right, I'd say
scalloped potatoes.
But that's like anything on this list. Like
sparkling wine, okay, I guess. Or maybe.
Sparkling juice, hard pass.
Nah, you haven't had the Martinelli's apple cider.
You're drinking sparkling juice? Yeah.
You haven't had the Martinelli's. Wow.
Maybe. Where would you put
that? We don't have to put it in anything crazy, but it is good. Stuffing elite.
Of course.
You like stuffing, right? Yeah.
I've never had this.
Sweet potato casserole. I feel like that's probably like an okay.
Yeah, I never
had it. Like, it's decent. Okay. Is that the shit with like marshmallows on it?
No.
Is it?
It's literally marshmallow. Yeah,
oh,
no.
That's a hard pass. Hard pass for me. I love marshmallows.
That's okay.
But I'm not a...
How about a maybe? I'm saying
fine,
okay.
Maybe.
I'd try it.
I'd skip that.
What is this?
Green bean sesame.
This is my green
casserole.
You'll throw a fit if they don't have this on the
table. I'm fine with it being in great, but it's my favorite side.
Dude.
Just because you only eat it... Well, I only eat it at Thanksgiving and Christmas. That's it.
If you woke up and then nobody made this, you'd be mad?
Yeah. No, like I literally is his mom cooks for all of us, and I told, I asked specifically if she could make this, 100%.
That's hilarious.
Cool, ladies and gentlemen.
I think I'm cool with this list. Hold on,
I'm cool with it.
Yeah, dude. As long as the top,
I'd adjust something.
If I have everything at the top and one of the biscuits or one of the rolls, because cornbread I'm not gonna eat as part of the meal. That's like after. Like I'm having a good time. Throw a couple of jalapeno peppers.
Realistically, if I had to replace one, it would be corn and cornbread. I just swap them, but
I'm cool with it.
But yeah. I can do that.
You'd put corn at great, cornbread at okay.
All right, chat. Roasted veggies. In the comment section down below, tell us, do you like turkey or do you like ham and or why not both?
Team turkey.
Team ham.
Team ham.
We'll see you guys next week. Have a happy, happy Thanksgiving.
Peace.